This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. There you go. That's Halsey. Another chance to win tickets. 5 o'clock today with Slacker Show. Later on, 5 o'clock for Halsey tickets at Red Rock Theater. I wanted to mention to you real quick here, I had a nightmare last night.
What happened? Oh, like a real dream thing?
Oh, Jamie, horrible.
Oh, no.
I was on that Blue Origin flight.
With Lauren Sanchez?
Katy Perry and Gail King. We got stuck in space for 9 months.
Oh, no!
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
We're stuck.
Yeah.
Those people are still up there.
I know they are. That is crazy.
They went for an 8-day cruise at the space station. 8 days! They've been there almost 9 months now.
It's a modern-day Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. From what I understand...
A three-mile tour.
An eight-day tour. Yeah. From what I understand, they're not upset about it. I'd be livid.
That's what they say, is that they're not upset about it, but I have a feeling they're very upset about it. I think NASA put the kibosh on saying anything like that, you know.
If you haven't heard, Blue Origin is going to send up a rocket that's got those three broads on there.
Yeah, the three broads and astrophysicists are going to go up, but they're just going to right at the edge of
the outer.
Why
part.
Katy Perry? Isn't she? Doesn't she have a tour to do?
No, she's not selling it.
Okay,
70% of her tickets have not sold. Maybe they're going to take up a shark.
maybe. Why Gail King?
They said that Lauren Sanchez put this together. I don't know. It was her idea.
So it's her besties, basically.
Yeah.
There was a joke running around yesterday why Oprah's not going.
Because, that's sad. Oprah lost a lot of weight, though.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I know, but I'm assuming that's what the joke was. I feel like almost Gail is a little beefier than Oprah these days. I know.
Well. But
Lauren Sanchez, I mean, I don't know. I was thinking about this. Like, what if she dies?
What do you mean?
Because, I mean, it's still risky no matter what. You know, they've only done it a couple times.
Anything can happen, yeah.
Remember, yeah. And when it comes down, they have to de-static it and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, like, it's still a risky venture to go up there. It's on him. He killed his fiance.
Oh, he doesn't care. He's a billionaire.
No, I think he does care. He really likes her. He put her whole body on the front of his boat.
Yeah, he did.
And remember, he had a wood carving on the front of, she's doing this, she's sailing the seas.
Isn't Blue Origin, though, isn't this flight, isn't it the one that just goes to the space, up to the edge of space and comes right back?
Comes right back down.
I mean, it's not really that big a deal, I don't think.
But it's still, I mean,
they've had a lot of celebrities go up.
You know, I mean, every one of these are dangerous. They're still dangerous.
It's still a launch. Yeah, I get you. I mean, it's dangerous to fly out of DIA.
Remember, my son was so happy he didn't go to CU for rockets because when they were all shooting them, CU's team, their rocket came back and almost blew up everybody.
Oh.
He was like, I'm so happy I didn't go to CU.
When are they going up? Has it said?
It says
this spring.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Yeah.
So they don't really say.
Yeah. I got a question for you on Textnado at 303-222-5423. Does it upset you when Jamie and I pull your chain just a little bit with a joke on the air?
Isn't it a yank?
When we yank your chain?
Yeah.
Is that it? All right. So does it upset? Let me give you a couple
I think you pull the finger, you yank a chain.
Yes. Okay. That sounds about right.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. I get it. All right. So when we yank your chain just a little bit, let me give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, Jimmy did a whole story about Giselle having a baby with that jujitsu guy. Okay. And you said the baby's name was Tommy.
Which is an adorable name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it when people use older names for little kids, you know, like Ethel.
But the whole idea is you guys would understand that she means Tom Brady. Why would you name the kid Tom Brady when it's with another dude? Well, obviously, yanking your chain, okay? And that went on for a few days.
Oh my God, that was good. People told other people. Yeah, we had
spreading.
So much fun with that one. That one was a good one, and I apologize, but it was kind of fun.
It was a good one. The Jonas Brothers, remember this one? Rusty.
Rusty.
Rusty's the brother that nobody talks about.
Our favorite. He was our favorite Jonas.
Yeah, the lost Joe, bro.
Yeah.
There's no Rusty.
Lost Joe, bro.
So, and the list goes on and on. Does that upset you when you find out the truth and we're just, you know, playing with it?
Especially when you told other people.
Yeah.
I think it is upsetting, maybe, because I hear through the grapevine that you really pissed off somebody.
Yeah. Well, I went home yesterday and my father-in-law, Grandpa Gus, I went down to see him. He was in the basement, right? And so I go down to see him, and the first thing he says to me is, hey, Mr. Professional Radio Dude, hey, you know they don't put an S on deer, don't you? I said, what? It's not deers, it's deer. I'm like, Gus, listen to me. It's a joke. Jamie and I have been running this joke for a long, long time. And then he was upset with me because it was a joke and he got caught up in it. Okay? Yeah. It's a no-win situation.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking to myself, is it really? Is it not funny?
He was mad at you after he learned that he got his chain yanked. Yeah, he was mad.
And I hate to yank the chain of a grandpa.
I know.
Of all people. Well, I don't want to cause any health issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but it happened to me. Like, well, I don't know how to explain this one. You and I were talking about tea bags. And I acted really dumb, you know?
Yeah.
And it was this whole thing we did because I love tea, right? And it was a whole thing about tea bags. And one of my friends, like, hey, just so you know. And I'm like, really?
I just feel like there are people that you're driving to work, you're listening to our show, and you hear one of these that we do intentionally, but you don't understand it, and you're pulling your friggin' hair out. You're saying, you're screaming at us, like, guys, stop saying S on deer.
Well, I think a prime example would be, put a bounce on your wet clothes.
Look.
Oh, man.
We knew what it said.
From the beginning.
We knew what it said.
Because we
were
went
playing
to the internet, and it does say what it says.
And then we'll come on the air and say every text is agreeing with us.
Yeah, which is
which nobody agreed with
total
us.
Total lie.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, and look at all the text here. Look at all the text.
I know.
I'm just wondering, does it make you mad? Are you pulling your hair
like,
out?
Should we stop?
Are you in on the joke? Yeah. Should we stop? You know, we don't want to be here, you know. Completely accurate and, you know, information morning show.
Well, to be honest, though, about the bounce, I did not know what the commercial said. I had no idea. I even told you guys off the air. I had no idea. I went to the internet, and the internet did inform me that it said put a sheet on your wet clothes. No, it didn't.
But now that you put it out, like, as soon as we said that, I listened back to it. I was like, I could totally tell.
Me too. It's so weird. I could hear those words, put a sheet on your wet clothes.
On your wet clothes, no doubt.
Yeah, we talked yourself into our own
did.
Lie.
We did. What's that right? called? That's called something.
I don't know.
Pathological liars.
I don't know.
Where you start believing your own truth.
I don't know. God. I don't know. But people get upset with us and they're pulling their hair out. And it's like, look, it's only a joke.
And then they told us that Peyton Manning's wife's name is not Betty. I was a disappointment.
Betty. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody. The weekend is over. Almost here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Just day to day.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what this is?
It is a man with no panties on.
You are so right. And the big day of a bunch of men with no panties is coming soon.
It sure is.
Can you believe we're 2 weeks away?
I can't.
2 weeks from tomorrow is the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown. We'll be there. As you know, we win every year. Every year. Best float in the parade.
Float?
Float in the parade. We're the best float every year. We've won it, what, like 4 years in a row?
Yeah, but here's what we need your help on, like we do every year. We need to know what song we should play on the float. Baby Shark 1 year was a huge, people love that one. I'm trying to think of what song this year is our go-to song. Hand Up by BJ Harris.
Yep, I had one yesterday, and I don't think you were in the studio. I think we go with Pink Pony.
Yeah.
I'd say that's definitely in the running.
That's in the running. Yeah. I like it.
Pink Pony.
I like it.
Put a stripper's pole up on the float.
Yeah, I like that.
And you strip.
Okay.
I'll strip with you.
Oh, okay, that's
Pink
better.
Pony. We'll pretend we're working at the Pink Pony Club.
That might not be a bad idea. All right, but we need your help and what you think, like, because that one is one of those catchy ones, you know, that you can't get out of your head.
I
feel like everybody knows that. It's just if you're a family, do you really want to sing that? I don't know.
I don't think most families even know what it means.
Oh, I think they do.
Do you?
When you're driving the car and your kid's like, Mom, that's so nice. They went out to find Lucky the dog all night long.
They
sure did. They went out to find Lucky. Lucky.
I mean. Most don't know what it is.
No. Oh, you mean little kids?
Yeah. I said the kids don't know what it is, so it's fine to do the Pink Pony.
All right, but we want to hear your suggestions because I'm trying to think of what else has been like the rage.
Yeah, all right. We'll get some suggestions on the Textnado line. Also, don't forget, we're going to be doing beads, the signs. We're going to be doing everything. It all kicks off on air Monday. But we are 2 weeks away from St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, somebody said, not like us.
Not like us.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And then Carson will just yell out pedophile. Right? Yeah, that'd be great. Oh my God. We'll keep taking your suggestion, but not that one either.
Yeah. All right. It all kicks off on air Monday. We'll give you all the details. You're going to make a sign. Bead me, bead me, bead me. And we have beads to give away. It all starts Monday. Man, oh man, I can't believe it's here. The St. Patrick's Day Parade for 2025.
That's a good one. The Bruno Mars song with what's her name?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. That everybody's doing that dance.
Yeah.
What? How does it go again? Oh God, help me! What is it?
I can't remember.
Oh my God! About the pot mutt.
Yeah, you mean Rose?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
The Lady Gaga one. The
That's what they should do. Yeah, that's
Lady Gaga is a ballad.
Yeah. No, you're right. That.
Yeah. APT.
Yes, that's what we should do. And we can, let's all learn the dance. I know we always say we're going to learn the dance, but let's really learn it.
All right.
There's the stacking. You can stack like
the
this.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I think if we start stacking on a float, we're going to fall off.
Well, we can
I'm not a good stacker. Give me the bottom.
But that's a good one, though.
Yeah, that is a good one.
All right, well, keep them coming.
Yeah,
keep
I like
them
that
coming.
One.
There's no bad ideas. Well, there are bad ideas, actually.
Well, yeah, like Bruno Mars' Wet Kitty.
Yeah, there's some bad ideas.
Bad one.
There's some bad ideas.
Yeah, that's that.
Kendrick Lamar was a bad idea.
Yeah, that one was too.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Odyssey app is where you hear the podcast later on today. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Today is the last day of February, man.
It sure is.
We're into March already. I noticed you were watching the Today Show up there. They were doing an update on this Gene Hackman thing with his wife and the dog and all that.
The biggest misinformation, or I guess not misinformation, the biggest thing that they're trying to figure out was, why was the door open, but yet when the caretaker called, he said the door was closed and he couldn't get in. So they're trying to...
When he called 911?
Yeah, he couldn't get into the house. But then they said that they arrived and the door wasn't open. But I don't know if it was the same door, the front door, the side door, whatever. But one of the doors was wide open, the cop said.
Now, you also were seeing where the autopsy and the toxicology report...
3 months!
Yeah, take a while.
3 months?
Is that pretty common?
Wow.
I don't know either.
I'm not
I feel like they always come out a while, but I didn't know it was that long.
I think autopsies, I always was under the impression, I watch a lot of crime shows, you know, but I'm under the impression that autopsies can be within a couple of days, you know, when you're looking at kidneys and livers and things. But the toxicology report always takes a few weeks. So
my pee
that's all
took
I know.
3 days.
Pardon?
My pee took 3 days.
Took 3 days for your pee?
For my pee.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a long
I don't think that's the same, though, as an autopsy or a toxicology report.
She's like, oh, you know what? The one kidney, I don't know, maybe it's just, so don't take those pills I gave you. Like, what?
Yeah.
3 days later?
I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert when it comes to peeing.
Yeah.
In the testing.
Right. But it's just weird they give you a prescription for kidney, you know, kidney problems.
Yeah.
And then she calls and says, yeah, it's not that kidney.
Yeah, before they actually know what's going on.
Yeah, and like, don't take that. It's been 3 days. I've been on it.
I'm even more confused now.
I know. Right? It's very odd.
This is a bizarre story, though. You've got Gene Hackman, his wife, a dog, everything, you know, coming together now that what the hell happened? Nobody knows. Could have been gas inside the house. Could have been somebody fell. Could have been a murder-suicide. Could have been a Romeo and Juliet. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what happened. And that's very rare.
All we know is both of them fell. That's all we know.
Uh-huh. We know they were found.
Yeah, both of them fell.
And they've been there for a long time.
Yeah.
That's weird, too.
Yeah.
It's weird that the daughter has not spoken to them in months. And we're talking like 5 and 6 months.
Did she say how many months?
Yeah, she said it'd been several months.
Yeah.
And they're guessing somewhere around 5 or 6 months since she's
spoken to her dad. Because several is kind of like open, isn't it?
Huh?
Like several could be 12. Several could be 8. Several could be 3.
Yeah.
But it's always more than 2.
Yes. I heard this morning was 5. 5 to 6 is what I heard. But I have no idea. I have no idea. But he's 95 years old. You haven't checked on dad in 5, 6 months?
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
And they say the bodies had been there for at least 2 weeks.
Maybe that new wife is all controlling and stuff. You know, you're not going to talk to your kids.
There's a weird story saying that she had him on a pretty strict diet.
Yeah, that she was like demando about it. He was doing yoga twice a week. He's 95. Yoga twice a week and Pilates, which I don't know if you've ever done Pilates, but being 95 and trying to do Pilates is like, what the hell? And they did it together, and that she had him on a regimen diet. Like he couldn't eat any sugar.
No kidding.
Guys, 95. If I want to have McDonald's,
exactly.
I'm going to do it.
If I want a Dairy Queen, yeah, I'm going to get up 95.
Yeah. Yes. Pilates at 95? What the hell?
My God.
No. So I'm sure more stuff will come out over the weekend, and we'll find out a lot more and have, you know, some of the details come Monday. But it's just a real mystery, man.
It's a weird story. And I didn't know that after he left Hollywood, he was just done with Hollywood, right? And so he moved to Santa Fe. I didn't know he became an author of like 4 or 5 books that were big hits.
Hadn't heard from this guy in 20 years.
Yeah, but that's what he was doing. He was painting and writing. Yep.
Couldn't tell you what Gene Hackman was up to. No idea.
He had bestsellers.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. Yeah, I didn't know it either. Yeah, I saw that yesterday too, that he had become a bestseller. And I'm like, what the heck? I've not heard any of this.
Somebody said, I haven't spoken to my parents for 10 years, and then they died. Not everyone has a great family. Okay. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I will say this, though. If my dad is 95 years old, and even though we haven't had a great relationship over the years, if I found out he's worth $70 million.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm talking to
him. Do some smoozing.
I'm doing it.
I'm moving in.
That angle for a minute, okay? Yeah. Your dad is 95. He's going to kick it any day now, okay? He's 95. He's worth $70 million.
I know a few people that take care of their parents for that reason.
Yes.
That girl's
absolutely
just dumb.
I'm not an idiot. I'm going to cut dad off. No, he's going to cut you off.
Exactly.
$70 million. Is this adding up yet?
Move into the basement like Schmidil. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yes.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm going to tell you something, Jamie, that I'm not very proud of.
Oh, okay.
And you can relate to this because it's happened to you. And not only that, you might be going through it right now.
Wait, don't put it on me because you're the bad guy.
I'm just saying.
Don't put it on me.
It's a little embarrassing, okay? Do you know I still have 5 blow-ups in my front yard from Christmas? Do you know I still have lights that are strung across the garage and the front door? Do you realize I still have a Christmas tree in the living room that's still up?
Wow.
But this weekend.
This weekend is your weekend. It's nice out.
No, it really is. And that's the reason to bring it up, is because if you've got some outdoor stuff to do, okay, this is the weekend to do it, because it's going to change come Monday, big time. I mean, we're looking at probably 6 to 8 inches of snow on Monday night into Tuesday. But if you've got weekend stuff that needs to get done, get her done. Get her done. Okay. I'm not shocking you, am I? Because I'm sure you... I could tell by the look on your face. Your Christmas tree is still up. I'm telling you, I knew it. I knew it.
All those blinding lights, are they still outside?
When I first said this to Carson and Spadil this morning, they were shocked. Oh my God, BJ. And I said to them, I'm not the only one.
No, I didn't say anything.
I know Jamie White.
No, you don't know me.
I do know you, Jamie. Yours is up, isn't it? Your lights, tell me what's up.
Okay.
Tell me what's up. Be honest.
All right.
Be honest.
I'll be honest. I hired a guy. His name is Sean. Very nice guy. He is the hardest worker you've ever met in your life. Anyway, so this guy, he took down all the lights outside. He took everything down, right? It took him like 2 hours. He took down every light, everything. And he coiled up all the extension cords, everything. Took down all those trees and everything. And he set them on my front porch.
Gotcha.
And they're still there.
And that was last month. But wait, there's more.
Go ahead.
Okay. So they're still there because I come home and I'm like, oh, I need to. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start taking one tree down to the basement every time I walk in the front door. That's what I'll do.
I just do it piece by piece.
But I've been going through the garage, so then I kind of forget about the front door. And so these poor, like, Amazon people are like, and I still have Merry Christmas on a floor mat in front of the front door.
I knew it. I knew you did.
And then, and it says Merry Christmas. And I was like, I still have the wreath, you know, with the, still have that hanging. So I'm going to get that done this weekend. I didn't go to Phoenix. I was supposed to go to Phoenix today, but I'm not going because I feel embarrassed by the Amazon people. Are like, it's not even Christmas. It's March, ladies.
Get your life together.
And I might... In the black room, well, we call it the black room because it has black, it's just got a big black pit group or whatever. have a Christmas tree.
You got a Christmas tree.
I got a
Christmas tree. I know you did. I knew it. And I've not said a word to you because I've got it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I haven't, you know, I've not said anything to you.
Yeah. Now, it's this, fully decorated, got the lights on. Sometimes I turn it on. When it snowed the other day, I turned it on.
Let's make a deal.
Okay.
This is the weekend we get rid of this stuff.
Okay. I'm going to I'll send you before pictures of both.
Okay.
The front porch.
Right.
That was like, oh my God, extension cord. They're all rolled up nicely, though. Everything's nice. Like, he did a great job.
I'll bet it is. And all it's going to be done is taking it down. Now, here's the only thing I don't want to do. I don't want to add the Christmas tree to the list of getting things done.
I agree.
Okay?
No, I knew you would. No.
Carson, you've got nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
This is between Jamie and I.
You guys are enablers.
Well,
not only
is it too much, it's not my responsibility.
Well, it is mine.
It's my wife.
It's mine, but it's just too much right now.
But that's why I want to take it off the list. So right now, me.
Because I have like probably 1,000 ornaments on my tree. You know how that tree is.
I'll give you a break on the tree.
It's 1,000 ornaments. Yeah.
Nobody sees it.
Insane.
I'm talking about curb appeal, okay?
So
that's where we're going to clean up this weekend.
Okay.
Curb appeal.
All right.
Okay? For
I'm
you
talking.
And I.
I promise.
You and I will take care of things this weekend.
You wait till I send you that picture. You'll be like, how did you even get in and out the front door? I'm like, well, now they've been sending the packages down the two steps.
you have to move everything. You gotta go.
Wait till you see my picture.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's just as bad.
So,
worse,
but you have like dead blow up people in the yard,
dead.
It's a graveyard of blow ups.
Cords all throughout the yard.
I have a guy named Sean. He's amazing.
Oh, I can do it. It won't take 5 minutes to do it.
Really
Here's what gets me though, is I look around the neighborhood and clearly, I'm the lazy guy, okay?
Oh, I am.
I am the lazy person in the neighborhood. But for some reason, I'll stand there at the edge of the garage, and I will see all this in the yard, and I'll do nothing. I just go back in. It doesn't even bother me that I'm that guy.
Well, it does me, but remember, I'm like, because I have those willow trees that light up, and I must have like 30 of them on the front porch. And like, take one every time you walk in. And then I'm like, hit the garage. Just park in the garage.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Run from it. There you go.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind. It's not over.
This is it.
Okay.
The weekend.
It is the weekend.
The weekend.
Right?
Let's get her done.
But I kind of don't feel good. Remember,
you guys aren't gonna put anything.
My kidneys
away.
Are all jacked up. Remember, kind of don't feel good.
I don't feel good either.
Oh my God.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.